We're gonna take a 5-minute break right now. Case number 3120, on a motion of the commission to consider the application of Samadan Oil Corporation for an order redefining the limits of the Dickinson Field to include the west half and the southeast quarter of Section 4, Township 139, Range 97, in Stark County, North Dakota, and to establish a zone of 160-acre spacing for said area. With all those wishing to testify in case 3120, please rise and take the oath. Promise to tell the truth in the matter about to be heard?
Yes. Yes.
Case Bismarck, North Dakota. Hearing this matter, case number 3120, on behalf of Samadan Oil Corporation. We have one witness present this matter. Would you state your name and spell your last name for the record, please?
David Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T.
By whom are you employed and what capacity?
Samadan Oil Corporation as Division Geologist.
And would you also provide your business address for the commission, please?
1616 Glen Arm Place, Suite 2550, Denver, Colorado, ZIP 80202.
And Dave, is it correct that you have previously testified before this commission as an expert witness in the field of coal and geology and had your credentials as such accepted?
Yes, I have.
And have you also made a thorough study and review of all the relevant data relating to this particular portion of the Dickinson Field in preparation for today's hearing?
Yes, I have.
And based upon your study and review, have you prepared certain exhibits you intend to sponsor today?
Yes, I have.
Offer the further testimony, Mr. Lambert, as an expert witness.
You may proceed.
Can you turn first to exhibit number one and identify it and briefly review it for us, please?
Yes, exhibit one is a structural map on the Tyler Formation. It's a subsurface map in the Dickinson Field, which is on the eastern part of the map, the South Hart Field on the northwestern, and the Hart River on the southwestern part of the map. Wells shown in the areas, completed wells, have all been completed out of the Tyler Formation and out of various sands within that formation. The contour interval of the Tyler Formation is contoured in 25-foot interval, and the scale is an inch to 4,000 feet.
Now, your proposed exception location is shown in Section 4, is that correct?
That's correct. That's where our proposed well will be, in Section 4 of 139 North, Range 97 West.
Okay, David, you then turn to exhibit number 2.
Yes, exhibit number 2 is a isopach map on the Tyler B sand. As I said before, there are several sands. A sand produces from the northern portion of the map. There's a B sand, which is our objective to drill to, which I've contoured here, and there's also another sand, a lower C sand, was quite irregular. As you can see from the map, these sand bodies do thicken and thin in an irregular pattern, and our geology, or this interpretation of this sand, shows it one of the better locations sand-wise, but not structural-wise, would be in the northeast of the northwest section of Section 4.
Okay, Dave, and turn next to exhibit number 3. Review it for us, please.
Yes, exhibit number 3 is a regional map of those fields. There's a dotted line which shows the outlines of the various fields. The Dickinson Field, again, on the eastern part of the Dickinson Field. South Hart Field to the northwest and Hart River Field to the southwest. There's also yellow and blue shading showing the unit outlines in the area. Notice that in Section 4, 160 acres, or the northeast quarter of Section 4, is unitized within the Dickinson unit, and all of Section 4 is within the Dickinson Field.
Okay, and would you next turn to and briefly review exhibit number 4, please?
Yeah, Section 4 is support data cross-section, referred to on the cross-section lines as exhibit 1 and 2, showing the shell well in the southeast of the northwest of Section 33, Township 140 North 97 West. This well drilled and cored through the B sand of the Tyler Formation. A drill stage test recovered 540 feet of oil cut mud. The well initially was temporarily abandoned, but later was completed, and has made somewhere around 66,000 barrels of oil cumulative. The other end of the cross-section at A-prime is Anadarko, number one Burlington Northern, drilled in section 9 in the northwest-northwest quarter, 139 north, 97 west. This well is south of our proposed location. You can see the B sand has pinched out, and our proposal is to drill in between these two wells.
Now, is Xander well used as an injection well now?
Pardon?
Is the Xander well used as an injection well now in the unit?
Not that I understand. From my understanding, the injection well that is nearest to us would be in the southeast of section 33. And that is an injector well at this present time. And it had made 114,000 barrels of oil before it was made an injector well.
Okay, and would you next identify exhibit number 5?
Yes, exhibit number 5 shows the area in general and shows the different fields that are currently producing from the Tyler sands, showing what spacing is in separate fields. To the far west and Bell Field is currently temporarily spaced on 60 acres. The east half of section 36 of 140 north 99 west and the all of section 31 of 140 north 98 west was spaced 160 acres. Sections 34, 35 and the west half of 36 is spaced on 320 acres, but an infill spacing was given for actual 160 acre spacing pattern, that being 1,650 feet away from the nearest well and 500 feet away from spacing lines. A portion of Dickinson Field was spaced at 160 acres and a portion of Green River was spaced at 160 acres. The remaining part of the field outlines are spaced 320 acres at this time. The block of yellow acreage is section 4, which is in question, which we're asking for 160 acre spacing.
Now, geologically and lithologically, these Tyler sands throughout this entire area are similar in nature, is that correct?
Yes, they're some are barrier sands, some are bar sands. They're quite erratic as far as mapping them. Some are more continuous than others, but typical marine and near shore marine and delta sands.
And then would you turn to exhibit number 6 and identify this exhibit right here?
Yes, exhibit 6 is section 4 in detail. In the upper part of each quarter section shows the lease owner and also the expiration date of the leases. The names in the lower left-hand corner of each quarter section shows the mineral owners in each quarter section. And also it shows that one quarter of this section is within the Dickinson unit at this time.
Now the south half, you're requesting that to be spaced on 160, and you show the ownership of the leases, Anadarko and Shell. Do you control that acreage now?
Yes, we have agreements with Anadarko and Shell on a farm out basis to pursue drilling in those quarter sections.
Dave, is it correct that really your main reason for requesting 160 is a practical problem, that is of solving the problems of drilling 320 acre units where you only have 480 acres to work with?
That's correct. We only control or have access to 480 acres or three of the quarter sections. If our geology holds up and is accurate, that the west half would be best place to drill the wells, and we feel that the two wells in that section would have to be drilled on the west side of that section. We have a actual farm out agreement from Shell for the north east quarter of that, but because that isn't the unit, then that is impractical to put that under a 320 acre spacing at this time. It cannot be done.
And have you also been in contact with Conoco, the unit operator, regarding any expansion of the unit area?
Yes.
And is it correct that they are unwilling to consider expansion at this time, at least until such time as it has been?
That is correct. Conoco operates the flood and the unit, even though Shell has given us permission to drill on their leases, and Conoco would not permit any pooling as far as 320-acre spacings for the drilling in the
Dave, in your opinion, will this requested spacing change to 160 acres be protective of prerogative rights of all parties in the area?
I believe so, yes.
And may it also result in the recovery of additional oil and gas which might otherwise be left in place?
Yes, it would.
I have no further questions. We would offer exhibits at this time.
Exhibits will be accepted into the record. Kelly?
Dave, in preparing your exhibits 3 and 5 on these field limits for the Dickinson Field, where did you come up with those field limits for the Dickinson Field?
For the field?
Yes.
I believe they came out of an exhibit that was used earlier by another company.
Okay.
Are they inaccurate?
I believe that those field limits were the original field limits for the Dickinson and West Dickinson Fields. Which were orders number 964 is the one for the West Dickinson Field, which pertains to the area here. I believe that order number 1224 rescinded order 964 and redefined the Dickinson Field to correspond with the unit area.
Okay.
So that I believe the Dickinson Field as it is now defined is the same as your unit outline. Unit outline there on exhibit 5.
I was unaware of that. I apologize for the inaccuracy of these.
Okay. So actually, this area could be added to either Hart River or Dickinson Field.
Okay. So it is outside of a field at present time.
It is outside of a field at the present time, I believe. That was the reason that I questioned in the application to redefine the limits of the Dickinson Field.
To expand upon that, the Dickinson, West Dickinson complex, if you follow through the orders, are pretty well chopped up. We have a unit order, we have a field boundary, we have 320-acre spacing, and now we'd have 160-acre spacing. The Hart River field is relatively small, and by expanding the Hart River field to create a separate area of 160-acre spacing, administratively would be a lot easier than including it in Dickinson. Would you have any objections to that?
Not at all, no.
Okay.
Dave, your proposed well is going to be testing the B sand?
Yes.
That's the same sand that the Dickinson unit is completed?
The Dickinson unit has production, as I, from my mapping, is in three different sands, A, the B, and what some people call the sea or a lower channel sand. The well in section 3, the well in which I have in the northwest and southwest, that actually has a sea sand that probably most of the production is coming out of, from my interpretation. So these sands might be connected together and they might not be. We would be able to tell after drilling into it, being able to have the bottom hole pressure if we're affected by any of the other wells around us.
What happens if you drill your well and find out that, in fact, your well is being affected by the unit?
I would imagine we'd get a call from Conoco and want to know how that would be affected by the unit. Right now, geologically, if we're high, structurally high as some of those other wells, I don't think the flood would be affecting it because that oil would have already been in place, and if anything, would be being depleted by the unit rather than having any excess oil there.
If they get a decent well and they feel that the injection well is going to push oil toward their well, I'm sure that Continental is going to come and drill a well right to the north.
They probably will. And this would allow them to do that, protect themselves if they wish to do so, if the unit operators decide to do so.
Any other questions for Mr. Lambert?
Yeah, I just have one. In this area, you say that the main reason why you don't want 320 spacing is because the northeast quarter cannot be included in the spacing, right?
Correct. It would limit us to only drilling one well within the acreage that we have secure to drill on.
Do you feel that it would be necessary to drill three wells on this proposed expanded area to effectively drain it?
That's the thing that's been in debate over us and other companies. If the sand were homogeneous and continuous through the whole section, I don't feel it would be. However, it is, does meander and have the parts of the section that would be tight, then I think it probably would be a benefit, even though costly, to drill additional wells to make sure that all the oil was recovered from the section.
Do you plan on drilling three wells in this area, or is it just going to depend on your...
It will be depend on the first well, of course. We will drill as far as we geologically think it's to our advantage.
Any other questions for Mr. Lambert? Any other testimony in case 3120? That will close the hearing. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.